This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Deputies are investigating after a teenager at South Columbus allegedly made a threat of violence against the high school cynic. The threat was made using a school system-issued computer. The suspect was allegedly upset after being placed in a self-contained class. The investigation is continuing. A man was stabbed in East Arcadia Sunday night, but he doesn't know who stabbed him or why. Deputies were called to the 700 block of Hoover Road just before 11 p.m., according to a report. Jarrell Mann was transported to Novant, New Hanover after speaking with deputies who determined the stabbing actually occurred in Bladen County. A key figure in the investigation into former Sheriff Jody Green resigned last week. U.S. Eastern District U.S. Attorney Mike Easley Jr. announced he's leaving the post. No charges have ever been filed against Green by the state or the federal courts. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not immediately return a request for comment about the status of the investigation into Green. President Donald Trump's aggressive new policies on deporting illegal aliens have sparked a flurry of rumors throughout the region. In Bladen County, where thousands of workers at the Smithfield plant are Latino, Sheriff Jim McVicker issued a statement Friday that said the Bladen SO is not aware of any alleged roundups in Bladen or the surrounding counties. We reached out to Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers for comment on any ICE action here. Friday is the Tim Tebow Night to Shine at Western Prong Baptist Church. The annual celebration gives special needs students an opportunity to enjoy their very own high school prom. Volunteers and donations are still needed. Call 910-648-2744 for more information. Southeastern Community College will host the Youth Leadership Summit on February 12th. The special guest will be Miss North Carolina's teen, Cameron Hollowell. She will lead a meet and greet session. There will be activities on resume building, personal branding, and being prepared to join the global workforce. Go to sccnc.edu for more information. Southern Farm Days is coming up the third weekend in March. The 15th annual festival features and celebrates all things rural and historical. It's held over at Lake Waccamaw, the Boys and Girls Home. Organizers have made some changes this year to keep the event interesting. Look for more on Southern Farm Days in the coming weeks at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market February 8th from 10 until 12 at West Columbus High School in Sierra Gorda. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements. Bring your own bags and boxes if you can. For more information, go to foodbankcenc.org or check out this story on our website. The Hallsboro Neighborhood Watch will meet February 8th from 2 to 3 p.m. Mount Hebron Church, 570 Red Bug Road. Special guests will include members of the Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, and County Commissioners. The Columbus Baptist Association Spring Revival is set for March 10th through 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church, 551 Hallsboro Road South. There'll be guest speakers and special music each night. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.